Hello, it's the 21st of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A couple who purchased a home in Bedford's Poets area are now left with uncertainty due to unresolved aspects of the East-West Rail project. David White bought a house 2 years ago with his wife Sole. Changing circumstances means that the house now has to be sold. They learned of the potential East-West Rail plan that could mean a 15-foot fence will engulf his backyard and that his neighbours' homes could be demolished. There will now be few, if any, buyers. In addition, they will need to remortgage the home soon. Increasing interest rates would raise their monthly payments by £1,200. A spokesperson for East West Rail said the issues, similar to those faced by Mr. White, will be escalated to the Department of Transport for further review. Sabre Makian will spend 4 years behind bars after he robbed a 96-year-old Bedford woman. She offered him a cup of tea from her window when she saw him outside on a cold day. The 37-year-old Makian, from Bedford, was later arrested and pleaded guilty to robbery. Luton first-time homebuyers are finding it increasingly difficult to make it onto the property ladder. The average cost of a Luton home is now close to £283,000, while land registry figures show that home prices fell in Luton by 1.8% in December. Annually, values have risen by 7.8%. Climbing interest rates have also added an additional barrier. Keith Sheehan, a wealth manager from Leighton Buzzard, remembers the loss of his friend's daughter to childhood cancer. He plans to cycle 1,000 miles over 9 days on the South American continent. His efforts will raise over £6,000 for the Children with Cancer UK charity. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.